Back into the marine world once more, my favourite place, of course, with a story this week that has provided the first robust evidence that sea turtles are more successful at producing young when females lay their eggs on beaches that are untouched by human hand. Now, that's according to David Pike from the University of Sydney in Australia, who published his study this week in the journal Biology Letters. Now, they may spend the majority of their lives in the ocean, but female sea turtles are tied to the land and they have to haul themselves out on beaches to lay their eggs in the sand. But what Pike did was he hunted through hundreds of other studies that have been published by people who have gone out and counted how many turtle eggs hatch on different types of beach, both those where people are present, where there's coastal developments, things like hotels and resorts, and other beaches where there's really no permanent human presence at all. And what he found was maybe not that much of a surprise. For both the magnificent loggerhead turtles and for green turtles, there are on average of around 12 to 16% more eggs hatching on undisturbed beaches compared to those on beaches with human developments on them.
But how can he actually know this? How can he see how many eggs are hatching without being the disturbance on the beach?
It's a really good point, and this particular paper doesn't go into all the methods because he's really just surveying the literature that's already out there. But I can only imagine that the sort of studies these are might involve people, because obviously researchers are very sensitive to these things. They don't just go digging up eggs and sort of causing trouble. It may be a case of actually very carefully watching while the females come onto the beach, perhaps actually counting the eggs as they're laid, because you can do that. I mean, you can see them digging out the big pits in the sand, laying their eggs in it, and then making sure that they're around at the time when the eggs hatch and counting how many of little baby turtles, which are so cute. I have seen them in the wild and they're wonderful, crawling back down the beach. So that might be a kind of non-invasive way of doing that. But you're right, this is something that scientists have to bear in mind, and they can't blunder in there and do this kind of thing that could be vaguely destructive. But that 12 to 16% might not sound an awful lot, but it is likely to be important for make an important difference for turtles, because they faced a host of different threats in the wild. That's things like being accidentally caught in the sea in trawling nets, because they get stuck in those and drowned. And turtles often mistake plastic bags for one of their favourite food, which are jellyfish, which can cause all sorts of trouble and clog up their insides. It's not exactly clear why this hatching success rate is so much lower on developed beaches compared to the untouched ones, but it's likely to be a combination of factors, including when they're laid and during the incubation period, things like trampling and physical disturbance by those tourists, perhaps, and various forms of pollution. But I think bottom line is the study shows just how crucial it is for us to protect those nesting beaches that aren't actually disturbed yet by coastal developments. And we really need to be protecting those areas, because that's where the turtles are really having lots of babies. And it's the young turtles which really will determine the future of these wonderful species.
Well, that's very interesting. I hope that the scientists don't disturb them too much, but I'm sure they're far less disturbing than a massive hotel complex on the beach.